Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. There isn't a lot of happy talk in the United States or around the world. These are depressing times. The coronavirus, sickness, and resulting deaths are all you see on TV, hear on the radio, or read in the papers. Concern about the virus and the health of our citizens has dominated. But now a lot of leaders are trying to figure out how and when they can put their economies back in business. The economic distress is costing millions of jobs and income for so many workers. Former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen said, and I quote, "This is a huge, unprecedented hit," end of quote, and she expects the unemployment rate to hit 13% and then move higher. Our Congress and the President have come together to provide billions and billions of dollars to fund programs to help small businesses and workers that have lost their jobs. Farms will qualify for the loans. Secretary Sonny Perdue has been criticized on how the Department of Agriculture is going to give out the money. Who gets the money? Well, he said USDA would, I quote, distribute stimulus payouts in a fair and equitable manner. And I am confident the administration will do the best they can. We have 42 million low-income food stamp recipients, and most of them cannot get home delivery. Many are elderly, don't want to take the virus risk by going to the store. And now our government is trying to figure out how to get the food delivered. Who will pay the delivery charge is one question. Nothing's easy. If we focus on the ag industry, the unanswered questions are endless. Oil prices have tanked. Ethanol prices hit bottom. Ethanol plants are closing because they can't afford to operate, and so they don't buy any corn. And half of our corn is supposed to be processed to make ethanol. Well, why did fuel prices collapse? Well, we aren't driving our cars. Oil reserve storage facilities in countries around the world are almost full. Saudi Arabia and Russia have turned on the oil hydrants to drive down prices and to get their competitors out of business. There is a little positive news. There's word that the oil countries will meet later this week, maybe cut a deal, we hope. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.